It's called nuisance flooding, the combination of rainwater and high tides that scientists say is an emerging global problem, and a problem that frequently leaves historic Annapolis underwater. WYPR's Karen Hostler reports that the city is fighting back.
If you want to know about flooding in Annapolis, ask Svade Storm. He often spends the night in his ice cream shop at the city dock so he can make sure pumps are getting rid of invading rainwater or seawater. The problem has gotten much worse, he says, since the shop opened 44 years ago.
And unless we had some sort of hurricane that came nearby, the water would never come into this store. Now it's just routine.
What's more, Annapolis tops the list of American cities dealing with increases in high tide flooding, according to a recent Stanford University study. Back in the 1960s, high tide flood days totaled about 4 a year. That number ballooned to 63 days in 2017, costing Annapolis businesses $86,000 to $172,000 in lost revenue. Annapolis Mayor Gavin Buckley said the study's findings were no surprise to people who have to navigate through the city.
And I'm sure it puzzles people why it's been going on for so long, but I think the frequency now is really starting to get people's attention.
Buckley is determined to turn this nuisance flooding into a tool that can be used to build support for efforts to combat sea level rise and redesign the historic capital city.
If we don't get on board, if we don't start to come up with a strategy, we won't have a historic district. So our goal is to be the resiliency capital of America.
Working in tandem with the Naval Academy, which shares the city's waterfront, Annapolis can lead by example, Buckley said.
That means that we can be way ahead of the rest of the country on solutions.
Buckley has a two-part strategy. First, he will try to provide quick relief to waterfront businesses by shutting off stormwater outfall pipes that are overcome by unusually high tides. Those tides push rainwater back to the city dock area. So the city would also install pumps in existing storm drain inlets to send rainwater out to the harbor access lane known as Ego Alley. Meanwhile, a committee of stakeholders has been charged with crafting a long-term action plan for more sweeping changes that might include removing a parking lot that obscures some of the best waterfront views. The term action is meant to signal that city leaders are determined to reverse four decades of inaction, during which at least eight planning studies were shelved because city dock businesses or residents were opposed. The new committee is being chaired by Eileen Fogarty, a former Annapolis planning and zoning director in the 1980s and 90s, who has been involved in waterfront makeovers in cities such as Alexandria, Virginia, and Santa Monica, California. She says Annapolis doesn't need any more planning studies.
What we need to do is take all of the vision, all of the wisdom in those plans, and move forward with a plan of action.
Fogarty has given the committee a fall deadline. She says she's optimistic about the prospects because Mayor Buckley has formed an alliance he calls a bromance with Robert Clark, president of Historic Annapolis. The nonprofit preservation group often has effective veto power over change in the city. Svade Storm says he's hoping for the best, but he's not so optimistic.
This is the third administration that has said that they're going to deal with it, and after a certain period of time, you just kind of figure it's all blow and no go.
Or maybe just all blow and rain. We'll see. I'm Karen Hostler for 88.1 WYPR.